I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Hamas is brushing off President Trump's latest threat in a social media post issuing what he called a last warning to the militant group to release all remaining hostages.
We have 59 left, of which 24 are living. The rest are dead.
In the Oval Office today,
somebody's going to have to get a lot rougher than they're getting.
But Hamas has said again it will only release the remaining hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire. Karen Chamas has more.
Hamas has said Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are trying to back out of the ceasefire agreement that they reached in January. The agreement calls for negotiations over a second phase, in which the hostages would be released in exchange for more Palestinians held in Israeli jails, a lasting ceasefire, and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Negotiations on that phase were supposed to begin in early February. Only limited preparatory talks have been held so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.